A practical application of the art of navigation is determining which way to point the airplane to get from point A to point B. Now, point A, and you can visualize this, picture a section of a map, and on the left side of the map is point A, on the right side is point B. Point B is due east of point A. So this flight will go from point A to point B due east. Okay? Let's also make it very simple. There's no wind. So there's nothing to correct for wind. This flight will occur in perfectly calm wind. We're going to fly from point A to point B. I'm going to tell you how to do that. And in the process, I'm going to introduce you to some terms which you will use when you go to these charts and you actually plot these courses. But here are the fundamentals. We always start by measuring a true course on the chart, point A to point B. The true course from point A to point B is determined by drawing a straight line and then measuring the amount that that line varies, or the number of degrees that line is from true north. In this example, point A is on the west side of the chart, point B is on the right side of the chart, and it's 090 degrees. Your true course from point A to point B is 090 degrees. It's due east. There's no wind, and we happen to be flying where there is no magnetic variation. So we're going to fly from point A to point B along a line where there is no magnetic variation and no wind. Here's how it's done. First, we draw a line on the chart from point A to point B, and then we place our plotter on the line and line the plotter up to match the direction of the line. We read on our plotter that the true course from point A to point B is 090 degrees. So we write down 090 degrees. That is our true course, 090 degrees. We take the true course and we add westerly variation or subtract easterly variation to arrive with a magnetic course. Since our easterly or westerly variation are zero, our magnetic course is now 090 degrees. And then we add or subtract our wind correction angle, and since there's no wind, our magnetic heading is 090 degrees. And since our compass is perfect, there's no deviation in our compass heading is 090 degrees. So we measured our true course, we applied magnetic variation, and we came up with a magnetic course, and we took this magnetic course and applied wind correction, and we came up with a magnetic heading, and then we took our deviation and came up with a compass heading. However, if we added or subtracted the effects of wind to our true course, we would take our true course, we would add or subtract the effects of wind, and then we would come up with a true heading. True heading. So we could take true course, apply wind, come up with a true heading, apply variation, and then come up with a magnetic heading. Once the effect of wind has been introduced, the course now changes to a heading. So it'll always start with a true course. If we solve for wind, we'll come up with a true heading. If we solve for variation, we'll come up with a magnetic heading. But if we solve for variation first, we'll go from true course to magnetic course. Then when we apply our wind correction angle, now that magnetic course becomes a magnetic heading. In our example, our true course is 090 degrees. Our wind correction angle is zero, so our true heading is 090 degrees. Our magnetic variation is zero, so our magnetic heading is 090 degrees. And our deviation is zero, so our compass heading is 090 degrees. Now that you understand the terminology, we can apply any numbers to these terms, and the formula for figuring it out is exactly the same.